This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Welcome to Steve Diamond. He is a Democratic candidate for Pima County Supervisor in Legislative District 4. Steve, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Sean. I'm glad to join you as well.
Closing argument, please, for your campaign to take this seat in District 4.
Okay, I'm happy to make my closing argument. It's based on three legs, like a three-legged stool, which is very stable configuration, as we all know. And the first one is reason and reasonableness. And as many people may have noticed, my opponent, the incumbent supervisor, Steve Christie, has repeatedly denied science, denied reason, and has set himself up as some kind of expert separate from the scientists. As far as I know, he isn't a scientist, but yet he still has the nerve to say that his opinion is better than the climate scientists, than the pandemic scientists, and he just doesn't believe any of those. So I am running based on science and on reason and on a shared vision of what's real to begin with. I don't think we can possibly ever reach sound decisions about what our policies, what our procedures, and what our projects ought to be if we don't start with a shared view of what constitutes reality. So that's the first leg. The second leg is diversity and inclusiveness. We all know we live in a very diverse community, and I'm running to work for all the voters of Pima County, not just a few voices that are somehow deemed to be more worthy of being heard than others. And along with that goes expertise. And this harks back to the science part of the closing argument, and that is that we should be listening to the voices of experts in their own particular areas and arriving at a consensus and a compromise as much as possible, because along with diversity and inclusiveness go the ideas of respect for one another. And I really want to see this community become the best version of itself that it can possibly be. And without respecting and uplifting and supporting one another, that isn't going to happen. And the third leg of the stool is that this race is winnable. A lot of people told me when I first announced a year ago that no Democrat is ever going to win in that district. There is too much of a Republican advantage in voter registration. Well, early statistics are showing that in Arizona this year, Democrats are voting at much greater volumes than Republicans. And surveys are showing. There was one in-depth survey in the New York Times just published today about how Arizonans are considerably more moderate than the nation as a whole, much more willing to listen to each other and to be less divisive. So I think that my candidacy is perfectly in tune with those tendencies, and that this is a winnable race for a Democrat this year. So I look forward to serving all of Pima County.
Talking with Steve Diamond, Democratic candidate for the Board of Supervisors, District 4. Obviously, we're going to go through some very difficult financial times. No matter how long this pandemic lasts, we still see great surges all over the country of people infected and dying, and we're going to see more of that all the way through, I think, 2021. The trouble, too, I think, that goes hand-in-hand with the terrible tragedy of the death and destruction it's causing to the health of Americans is the economy. And no one can disagree. We are paying a terrible price when it comes to jobs and businesses trying to survive this pandemic, as well as people's health trying to survive it as well. What is your suggestion as a member of the Board of Supervisors to get us through these difficult economic times as well as the health challenges we all face.
Yes, I agree, John. Those are very serious challenges. I think the county, after a slightly slow start, is doing a good job on the health front. There are county clinics there. There are county testing centers, and there is also a good deal of contact tracing going on in Pima County, which is what we need. We need quick results from tests, and we need contact tracing in order to help bring the pandemic under control. On the economic front, I think that the economic plan that I've been talking about will really help to jumpstart our economy without raising taxes and without going through any great contortions. And it's a very simple plan. It's to redirect our spending at the county level, at the city level, at the level of other institutional spenders, redirect it back into Pima County. There is too much money being spent outside Pima County, even by the county itself, and that can change. Our procurement policies can change, and so can the procurement policies of the University of Arizona, of the hospital systems, and of other large institutional spenders in the county. If we would just do that one thing and redirect that spending here, those dollars would magnify themselves, multiply themselves as they circulate in the local economy, and they would help lift us all up.
By the way, the latest COVID-19 numbers from Pima County, 26,769 number of cases, the number of new cases reported just yesterday, 42, and the number of deaths, 633. It's still going to be with us for a long period of time. We're trying to get back to some kind of reasonable approach to educating our children all the way through K through 12 and at our universities. But this is going to be a real challenge for each and every one of us for a long time to come. If people were thinking, well, this is going to be over by the end of the year, it's not. It may not be over by the end of next year. We have tremendous challenges ahead, don't we not?
Yes, we certainly do. And I think that people should be prepared to face those challenges and to adjust our expectations to the science and the reality of the situation, and not to succumb to fantastical statements coming out of the White House or out of even the governor's office in Phoenix.
By the way, if people want to support Steve Diamond for supervisor in District 4, what do they do?
Go to my website, votestevediamond.com, and there's a new page there called How You Can Help. You'll see it on the top menu at the top of the website. Go to the How You Can Help page. It talks about how you can sign on for phone banking. I've identified a list of swing voters that you can easily reach by phone if you sign into my phone bank, and financial contributions are always welcome too. I'm planning a final large mailing to swing voters in the district, and every dollar donated will help with that.
Steve Diamond, thanks for being with us on our show, and thanks for your closing arguments. We'll talk again before this campaign ends. Thanks for being on the show today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. Thanks very much for having me, and you have a great weekend, too.
Thank you. Steve Diamond is the Democratic candidate for the Board of Supervisors, District 4.